Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk to John Chill, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. John Chill, CFO over there. He gives us insight into what is going on. And what a big weekend, huh, John? We got us a bunch of great games that are going to mean a whole lot come playoff time.
Yes, both the NFL and in college. So we're definitely going to have a big weekend there. It's what's going to happen here as far as playoff implications on both sides. So, you know, you saw the brackets come out yesterday in college football. Interesting to see what will happen there and you know, what happens this week. I mean, you know, as far as a betting standpoint, starts today. We got a bunch of college basketball. We got, you know, football tonight. And then tomorrow we've got the Thanksgiving games. We've got a game Friday, and it's going to roll all weekend. So it'll be a fun weekend. I'm getting excited. So it'll be a good weekend if you're a sports bettor.
So you're open tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yep. We do not close at the Golden Nugget. So we'll be open. I think we open at 10 o'clock in DraftKings, and then we have the kiosk on the floor as well. So, you know, if you want to come down tonight and put some bets in, you can do that. We have the kiosk and the sports book will be open till 11, and then we'll be opening up again at 10 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It's a big weekend, right? Holiday weekends are always huge, right?
Yeah. We got, you know, we definitely just, you know, as far as the gaming standpoint, we got an $80,000 giveaway Saturday. We got Neil McCoy playing Saturday. And then, we pick up right after Thanksgiving afternoon and nonstop through Sunday. So
yeah.
It'll be a strong weekend for us. So, but, you know, as far as betting, you know, DraftKings, I think, was very happy with Alabama, Notre Dame, and Ohio State last week. You know, as far as the college standpoint, the NFL, the Texans, Cowboys, and Chiefs, the DraftKings was happy with them. So we're, you know, as a bettor, hopefully we rebound here. The Texans are, I know you guys probably talk about it over there a lot. They're up and down this year, and it'll be interesting to see what they do this week as well, you know, as far as the betting standpoint.
Yeah, you guys, well, the books will be getting hit by favorites, and then up come the Panthers and the Titans and the Cowboys, which I would imagine were heavily bet by the favorites, and up come those sneaky underdogs taking care of business for you, I'm sure. Anything trending? The Bears and Lions. Packers and Dolphins game tomorrow. I would imagine that's getting a little action.
Yeah. You know, we're seeing, you know, the Lions are seeing almost 80% of the money right now. It'll be interesting. I mean, they've covered, I believe, 8 of the last 9 games. We talked about it last week and, you know, the streak they're on the last couple years. So definitely seeing lines at minus 10 money there. Seeing a lot of the over 48.5 in that game. That's over 80% as well. I think the last 3 Detroit games on Thanksgiving have gone over. So definitely seeing trends there. Interesting seeing over 90% on the Cowboys. I don't know if that's local. The Giants, I don't know if they packed it in. You can tell by the comments this week, you know, and Bench and Jones, have they packed it in. So, but we're seeing a lot of handle there on the Cowboys. And then interesting, Dolphins, Green Bay, seeing more on the Dolphins than Green Bay, which I was shocked to see that as far as handle-wise.
At Green Bay, at night, in the cold, And the Dolphins, we saw them last year in the playoffs. Of course, that was ridiculously cold. That was a stupid cold that we never, ever, ever see. So that's interesting. Dolphins money. Yeah. Now, I didn't figure that. But the Cowboys suck, but the Giants are in another stratosphere as far as suck goes. And Tommy DeVito doesn't look like he's playing. He might not play against the Cowboys. So, and well, if you lose to Tommy DeVito, I don't know how you're going to win a football game. I just don't know how.
That's it. I mean,
want to talk about a rivalry week as far as games go. This is where you can find some underdogs, no? Because, I mean, the games just mean more. Auburn, Michigan maybe. There's all kinds of mean so much. And these teams that are out of it, they can still come up and bite you.
Yeah, I mean, this is like their Super Bowl. You know, you got Georgia Tech getting 20 against Georgia. You see a little bit more money on Georgia Tech. You're also seeing money on Michigan, you know, with the lines they have. I think it's at 20.5 right now. So, those rivalry games, they're tricky at the end of the year. And, you know, definitely you could see some of them are playing the underdogs more than the favorites here. And, one thing we're starting to notice is we're starting to see some trends in betting. The Heisman Trophy. Gentes went from 8-1 to 6-1 today, which is interesting. Seeing that, that's a big line movement. Definitely seeing it all over the board, you know, to make the college playoffs. There's so many different scenarios in that, but, lines are changing by the hour on that. But the Heisman race, you know, Travis Hunter, I think, you know, at minus 800, I don't know if that's value there, but, you know, definitely 6-1 if you can get it higher, you know, Gentry. I'm still a believer. We've talked about it. You know, I think you got to make the playoffs to be in there, so maybe that'll change. But as far as value, I kind of like that at 6-1 right now.
Travis Hunter, I don't know. I don't know if he almost has it locked up, but 1-8 is just I ain't putting nothing on that.
Nah. So, no. But yeah, to go back, college football, you go your college hoops. I think we got a full slate of NBA tonight. Houston looked good last night. Definitely NBA starting to kick in. Saw Snell signed. I was thinking about playing the Dodgers. They're 4-1 right now to win the World Series. And, you know, looking at their pitching staff and Otani starts pitching again and all that. So I was just looking at those odds as well as far as futures. Full slate. Like I said, college rolling. Got college basketball this afternoon. I'm getting excited about that. Alma mater's on the board. I went to Youngstown State, so they're going to be playing here at 1. And then got Gonzaga, I think, in the afternoon as well. So like we said, definitely a big sports weekend.
No, you had Kansas and Duke. You had U of H and Alabama. I mean, you got all kinds of great games, all kinds of games that are I don't know if meaningful in the beginning of the year of college basketball. You know, Kelvin Sampson talked about that last week. He said, I don't mind losing games in the beginning of the year, especially to good teams. It doesn't mean anything. So, but they're playing their asses off. They're playing hard, that's for sure, in front of these crowds. So. Anything you don't have? No boxing, no UFC this weekend.
No, I took a break. I think the next one is next week. So that'll be a big event. I think there's a pay per view event next week. So we'll be back into that. Yeah, we're always recovering from the Tyson fight, so if I need a break after that.
So no other than the Lions being, 80% of the money on the Lions, is there any other trend that you see?
I was looking at the big ones we're seeing a lot of Seahawks. That was a big play the other day. And also we're seeing the Colts at -2.5 against the Patriots. So it's kind of interesting. Bengals are seeing a lot against the Steelers, at -3, it's at Cincy. That's an interesting. They're over 70% of the handle right now. And, again, Tomlin's record after a loss and, almost having a mini bye week. That's interesting to see that as well. The other one is Bills. They're up to over 80% right now at -7 against the Niners. And that's interesting. I mean, the Niners are going through their injuries and all
that.
Yeah,
pretty dumb
play. -7. Yeah. So, right. So, yeah, but they're over 80% of the handle right now. And the Buccaneers over the Panthers, the -6. So those are kind of the big handle games. But, yeah, it'll be interesting. See what plays out. The Dogs are starting to make a little run here the last couple of weeks as far as covering and going forward. Kind of like as a teaser for me, I like Pittsburgh getting 9 and then take Tampa Bay down to a pick. I think Tampa Bay's, you know, improving each week. And there's a weird one for you, John. I'm going to take Chicago tomorrow.
That's You're taking 10. The Bears tomorrow.
I'm taking the Bears. Detroit's finally, they got to go, they at least got to lose one more. It can't be perfect against the spread. So I'm going to wake up taking the Bears. So that's how goofy I am. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
You ain't made a lot of money betting against the Lions. Okay. So, yeah. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I don't care if it's 10 or 20. The Lions seem to cover. It doesn't matter
what
it is.
Yeah, they might be 20. But, yeah, I'm going to wake up and bet the Bears. We'll see
what happens. Attaboy. Attaboy. You know what? Good. You know, apparently, you don't care about money. Yeah, that's nice when you don't care about money. That's John Chill every week right here on ESPN 97.5. And 92.5. We appreciate it. Thank you, John.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody, all your listeners and Lance and all that. So have a good holiday.
You too, pal.
Sounds good. All right.
All right. Time to talk. I got to talk. We got Josh Pate, and we're gonna talk some college football. Boy, is that important. Real quick, I got to tell you about the Golden Nugget. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. By the time you get to the airplane, you get to Vegas, you get your hotel and all of that stuff, you wasted 5 hours, Houston. 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road, you got a casino that is a Vegas style casino. You got a hotel that's beautiful. You got the swimming pool. You got the golf course. You've got the nightclubs. You've got 12 different restaurants. There's nothing. I mean, it's like it really is. Golden Nugget Lake Charles is as good as any Las Vegas casino. So you're looking for a great place to go and play and have some fun. Golden Nugget. Get there this weekend. They got the DraftKings Sportsbook as well where you can put all your bets down. Nothing. There's nothing bad about the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Love it, love it, love it. Let's bring in Josh Pate here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 talking some college football brought to you by Damaris Barbecue. And Bobcat of Houston every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Josh, welcome in. How are you?
I like to think, in my mind, that there was a solid four-minute commercial break you were supposed to take, but you care so much, you just blew right through it and said, we'll swallow it, we got to get him on right now. Is that true?
That's the truth. That's absolutely the truth.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I ain't making Josh Pate sit there. He's got too much to do. He's got important things to do right now. And one of the important things to do is to talk about what's going on right now. Josh, there are 8 SEC teams in the top 25, and right now there are 3 in the playoffs. Is the SEC, if they only get 3 teams in, what's their reaction going to be?
Well, I'm sure they'll be mad, but I would look at them and say, well, whose fault is that? If you had a bunch of 2-loss teams and some of them were being left out, I'd be with you. As you guys know, because I've been banging this drum for a while, I was ready. I mean, I was prepared to stake my entire reputation. We all know how sizable that is. I was prepared to stake my entire reputation that they should get as many as 5 in if they were deserving. But when you go in, here's the problem. It's not Alabama losing to, like, Oklahoma, as bad as that was. It's not even that kind of game that, to me, derails you. It's not Ole Miss losing to Florida. I actually think Florida's a pretty good team. It's the fact that Bama's also got the Vandy loss. It's the fact that Ole Miss has also got the Kentucky loss. And then you bake it in to a 3-loss resume. That's the kind of stuff that removes benefit of the doubt, even the SEC benefit of the doubt. So if they get 3 in, they get 3 in. There was a world up until last Saturday where I thought they may deserve as many as 5. Right now, 3 could possibly track, but the point you're making is taken because I think the same thing about the Big 12. I'm looking at the top 25 in totality, and the SEC's got 8 in there, so you wonder, well, wow, how could they only get 3 in? Doesn't that alone speak to the strength of the SEC? Well, look at the Big 12, guys. Big 12's got 5 teams in the top 25, and there are people out there who would convince you there is a scenario where the Big 12 champion gets left out of this thing entirely. And at first I scoffed at it. Then I actually looked on paper. It's unlikely, but it is possible that Big 12 champ is left out. And why? Oh, well, because two G5 champions could end up ranked higher. You know, that's really how we determine who the best teams are in the country.
Josh, we started this show with a bit of a debate about the committee operating in fear of not giving the SEC an extra bid because of what they could do going forward. Is there any possibility that that's a part of the discussion? That, hey, if we don't slide them a spot in a couple of years, they're going to hold us over a barrel again or just absolutely walk out?
Yes. Yeah, I thought that since the inception of this thing. I thought that since we started to see headlines about the Big Ten and the SEC publicly having, you know, joint meetings in Nashville, and they started to work together, the two commissioners did. There's a reason those headlines get oxygen. That's because they want them to get oxygen. And it's kind of a subtle flex of, you better handle this as a committee like we want you to, because we did not expand this thing so you could have more G5 inclusion. We expanded this thing to give you guys a seat at the table, but to give ourselves several more seats at the table. Now, people can like that or not like that. That's the way it is. And so, if we get to Selection Sunday, and you've got an Alabama very much on the bubble, even a South Carolina, it could be very much on the bubble. That Ole Miss team could be very much on the bubble, depending on what happens this weekend. You'd never get Ward Manuel on TV saying that, but I do believe that somehow, some way, that's baked into the psyche in the room. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of merit to that.
So they would take, let's say SMU wins the conference. So you can't use, SMU's a small brand, but say one of the larger brands, been down, but a larger brand like Miami is a two-loss as ACC runner-up. They would, I guess, do what they did to Florida State and go, hey, Bama, you're in, or Ole Miss or South Carolina, if they beat Clemson, you're in over a big brand two-loss ACC a runner-up.
I think so. Yeah, okay. I could see that. I'll give you one that I kind of came up with on the fly when I was on air last night. Clemson's sitting there at number 12, I think, right now. Clemson could beat South Carolina this weekend, which would be a top 15 win. So let's just say that vaults them up to 9 or 10. If Miami goes and messes around and loses, Clemson could be in the ACC title game. So let's say Clemson goes into the ACC title game as the 9 seed. In other words, they'd be in the playoff if they didn't play the conference title game. But they go, they play the conference title game, and they lose 31-24. That's the kind of scenario where I could see the committee treating a conference title runner-up differently because they're not in one of those two big conferences. Even if it's Clemson, that's the kind of thing. You talked about Miami there, but I could also see them doing it to Clemson, which kind of goes to show you, I don't even necessarily think it's about how big your brand name is, although that may matter a little bit. I think it's about the conference sticker on the back of your helmet. And I'm going to say this again. People can like that or not like that. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just kind of telling you how I think that may work.
Josh Pate with us here, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue and Bobcat of Houston every week. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, as is, Tennessee's going to play Georgia in the first round, and the winner gets Oregon. I do not see that as a scenario. If there are only three SEC teams, the committee is going to finagle where two of them aren't playing each other in the first round, right?
This is something else that I kind of had dawn on me last night. There's so much stuff. If you're reacting to this when it comes out, like if you're on air as it comes out, most of the time you react and then you get off air and you have 37 things you wish you would have said. So I'm trying not to do that when I'm on air last night and this stuff comes out. And one of the things I was kind of glad that just popped into my mind was this. You look at the bracket, not only do you have Tennessee, Georgia, but you got Penn State, Indiana in that first round. So you've got both of the power conferences having to play against each other, which mathematically guarantees one of each gets knocked out in the first round. And I know that the committee said, we're not going to take into account conference versus conference matchups. We're not going to take into account rematches. If it falls that way, it falls that way. Well, that sounds great in a vacuum. That's the way it should be. I agree with you yet again. That is not the way it probably will be, because what probably will happen is a quiet understanding. It doesn't even have to be spoken. Just an unspoken understanding that they're not going to like this. So we better fix it before we release it. And they'll never know the difference. The public will never know if Tennessee was really ranked eighth, but we put them at nine. They'll never know the difference, so let's just take care of it beforehand.
Better that Texas loses this weekend or goes and plays. This is going to be a problem with these conference championship games and possible injuries, especially in the SEC. It's better that Texas loses and gets in or goes and plays Georgia in the championship game?
I mean, I believe in competition. There's a big part of me that believes in competition. So I'm the one who's going to answer this the right way. But I'm also going to be the one who, you know, once I cede back the balance of my time after I've said it's good to win all the time, I'm going to, you know, press the red button on my microphone so it mutes me, and I'm going to say, but yeah, I think Texas would be okay if they didn't have to play next weekend. I think that there is a big argument happening right now on that front, and I got two schools of thought out there, and I think it's conditional. I think it's case by case, to be clear. But there is a lot of talk about whether it would be more advantageous, you know, to keep winning, play in your conference title game, risk losing and then having to play in the first round anyway, or do you want to go try and win the conference title game? How important is that bye? How prestigious is the conference championship? I think it will be case by case. Okay, there will be some years where I think the answer is different than others, but I cannot help but look at that thing. Even in the Big Ten, I cannot help but look at the way this thing stacks up. And just to give you an example, to give the folks driving around there an idea of what we're talking about, it's highly likely we're going to have a number one versus number two in the Big Ten title game. We're going to have Oregon versus Ohio State. It's a rematch of a classic game earlier in the year. It'll probably be a good one again. I was looking at that projected bracket last night, and for the sake of argument, if Oregon beats Ohio State, Ohio State drops to the 5 seed, and I got FanDuel as soon as those brackets are released. They send me the hypothetical point spreads for all the games. Oregon would have a first-round bye and the Big Ten title game. That's wonderful. Congratulations, guys. They would await the winner of the 8-9 game, which is Tennessee-Georgia. All right, Ohio State's quote-unquote punishment is they play in round one. They play at home against Arizona State. They are favored by 3 touchdowns. If they win that game, they advance to play Boise State, where they are again favored by more than 3 touchdowns. And so your punishment is to play a couple of games against vastly inferior rosters as a 3-touchdown favorite. Meanwhile, Oregon, they get their bye, but what could be waiting on them after the bye in the second round is Georgia. And so you're going to start to ask yourself, wait a second. Now, we got the bye. That's wonderful. But, I mean, Ohio State's got statistically a better shot of winning 2 games as a 3-plus-touchdown favorite than we do winning 1 game on a neutral field in a toss-up game at best against Georgia. And we got to see this thing play out. I think it's going to be glaring that those 5 and 6 seeds, maybe even, can be more advantageous than having that bye. There are people who will vehemently disagree with that because they will argue the wear and tear that that extra game puts on you matters more than the mathematical chances that you have of winning 2 games versus 1 game. I understand that argument. That's why I'm saying it's case by case. That logic is baked into my opinion, and my opinion is still it could be more beneficial to be in Ohio State's shoes there.
Josh, you mentioned
one thing on that. Ohio State loses, they might drop to further than 5. But if Oregon lost to Ohio State, they probably would be 5. Don't you think Penn State might move ahead of Ohio State, or Notre Dame might move ahead of Ohio State if they have 2 losses?
Right. Yeah. So my thinking on this is, I do not think they'll move either of those ahead. So my thinking is the Big Ten title game and the SEC title game, but especially the Big Ten title game this year, is very, very prestigious. It's featuring two of the top-ranked teams. I think the loser of that is not dropping any further than a team they beat earlier in the year. So Ohio State's not dropping behind a Penn State team they beat, a Penn State team that sat at home in conference title weekend. That would set a horrible precedent. And I don't think that they're going to reward Notre Dame for sitting at home and not playing a conference title game by jumping them over a conference title runner-up in that scenario. So there, I think the floor for the loser of that game either way is the 5 seed.
Okay.
Josh, you look at the field as it stands, and maybe you don't subscribe to a bus driver or a bus rider, but you look at the quarterbacks currently projected to play in the playoff, how many of those guys do you think can elevate a team to a title, or how many are guys who are on the ride to a title?
Dylan Gabriel can do that if he's absolutely on. Will Howard would not have to do that because the complementary nature of that team should carry them. Quinn Ewers is the biggest question mark to me out of all those teams you're talking about. Drew Aller is not far behind him as being one of the biggest question marks. Cam Ward is the biggest wild card in terms of a guy that has immense, like, dynamic game-changing ability. My question with a Miami team, if they're in the playoffs, is there could be a scenario where Cam Ward legitimately has to hang half a hundred. I mean, if Miami were to play against Georgia, if Miami were to play against a high-functioning offense, they are, unless the other team turns the ball over a lot, there is 50 points to be had against Miami's defense, and that means you got to score 51, and maybe you can do it. The other thing that I keep waiting to see is, does a player like Nico Iamaleava, just randomly with Tennessee, does he just all of a sudden catch fire? I mean, does all the dynamic component of that offense click into place at the right time, and they play good defense? Like, that's the kind of guy I'm looking at. Quinn Ewers is the one that fascinates me the most. And Quinn Ewers, I would apply that to this weekend. I mean, A&M is susceptible in the secondary. This is going to be a raucous environment they play in College Station. Quinn Ewers, I can never shake that image in my mind of him going into Tuscaloosa and doing what he did. It's the best I think he's played. I think it's burned in a lot of people's minds. You know it's in there somewhere. And if that player shows up in these bigger moments down the stretch, Texas can win it all.
Riley Leonard?
Man, I don't think it's there. I don't think at his best. He is a guy who elevates Notre Dame. I'm worried about them this weekend, by the way. I think USC's got a legitimate shot to upset them this weekend, and I cannot believe more people aren't paying attention to that game. I'll go a step further. I am picking USC to beat them this weekend. Whoa. And I keep looking at these projections, and I had a buddy last night who I just flat out expect more from, and he gives me his quote unquote chaos scenario. Even in his chaos scenario, he just scoots Notre Dame right on by USC. I got a stat for you guys, by the way. This one is one of the wilder ones I've seen all year, because I'm not a big stat guy, but even I was impressed by this one. There are six teams in all of FBS that have led every game in the fourth quarter this year. USC is one of those six teams. They've led in every fourth quarter they played in at some point. They've lost five games. So they've led in every fourth quarter. They've lost five games. The other five teams have lost five games combined. So USC's done worse than the rest of the field combined of the teams that have led in the fourth quarter. I say all that to say you can look at USC and see a 6-5 team. That's okay. I look at them and see an ultra-dangerous team starting a new quarterback, which could ramp up at the end of the year at the right time. Notre Dame's strength of resume is very suspect to me. And they played New York City last week, and they're playing in L.A. this week, and USC hadn't left the West Coast in a month. And I know we've gotten down a little upset alert rabbit hole here, but I've got that one circled.
What did you get? Were you pulling down that goalpost on the other side? Which side of the field were you on when Arizona State, when they had to run one more play last week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a great picture circulating. So I'm standing right under that thing. Because I've seen him bring the goalpost down before mechanically. I've never seen him have to raise it again. And there's a picture of me when everyone else is, you know, celebrating. Someone zoomed in from the blimp shot. And I'm standing there, like, with the posture of a Secret Service agent. Total head on a swivel, stiff spine, ready for anything. I was so proud of myself. Because that kind of picture can give you a reputation far beyond what your actual personality is. So I encourage people to circulate that photo.
So what's your standard for field rushing? Some people are like, never, unless you're beating a top five opponent. It depends upon the stature of your program. We know Oklahoma did it. Do you have a certain level of, okay, this is allowable, and other times it's not?
Yeah, but I don't know that I can put it on paper. I mean, like, the Oklahoma one, you led the whole game, and you're Oklahoma. Yeah. Like, to me, there should be nothing stunning. Yes, your record's bad this year, but you can't tell me if Oklahoma fans hadn't seen other field stormings start happening on TV, they would have done that. There's no way they would have. The Arizona State one sort of made sense to me because they hadn't tasted that in a long time. But just here's a blanket rule of thumb. If you're favored in a game, you probably ought to expect to win the game. Or, like, if you're Oklahoma as a program, you ought to expect to be a winner. And I don't know. I just think there's such a self-fulfilling prophecy of folks see it on TV, and so they start to do it. I mean, I'm part of them all the time because I'm at some of those games every week. I mean, I've been in, like, three or four of them already this year. Luckily, I've gotten out unscathed. But I am still mildly stunned that, like, a major, major incident hasn't happened. It will happen. It's inevitable that it will happen. And at that point, I mean, they'll bring in the National Guard. They'll put up netting. They'll do whatever it takes to never let it happen again. And people are going to complain. But, like, you have it in your ability to be proactive and not let that happen. And just don't stop field storming, but just do it at the right time.
What was he thinking? What was Kenny Dillingham thinking at the end of the game? I know you waste time running around backwards. You know, he could have gotten he was still in the pocket, and he just threw it up and out of bounds. He could have gotten an intentional grounding there, giving them 15 more yards. I mean, that was the poorest way to end a game I think I've ever seen.
What I think happened, and I'd confirm it because I confronted him about it afterwards in a playful way, I think he probably had an analytics person in his ear that told him, hey, you know, numbers say this, like here's how many seconds, here's how many you should be able to burn off play by play. If you want to completely eliminate them mathematically, here's what you can do, and he just did it. And then it played out the way it played out, and it was almost disastrous. You ought to feel as bad about that, period, as you do regardless of what the opponent does. Because whether Brigham Young hits a Hail Mary to win it or not, that's like Miami last year. They don't take the knees. Even if Georgia Tech wouldn't have hit that bomb, you should feel just as bad because you put that in position to happen. And so, you know, I hit him up because I went with him a little while after the game, and I'm like, what are you doing? And so he starts to rattle off the reasoning, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. No, you know good and well that's wrong. And then he said, yeah, you're right, it was stupid. And then later, I think the following Monday, he kind of said as much, yeah, I can't do that. That was dumb. Learning lesson. Just go score. Just put it out of reach.
Yeah, either that or just, I don't, whatever, whatevs. Penn State did it right, and they did it, they just botched that. That was awful. That was awful. That's Josh Pate. Where are you going this week?
I'm headed to College Station, man. I'll be, if you hear a knock on the door late at night, that's me looking for leftovers, so be aware.
All right, we got you. How about that? College Station, that's going to be one hell of a, well, you got your $3,000 for a ticket? Or you don't, yeah, well, yeah, that's right, you're Josh Pate.
You'll never believe it, but the credentials somehow are still free, even if the tickets cost an arm and a leg.
That's right, and that's Josh Pate every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue and by Bobcat of Houston. Hey, man, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us. As always, great stuff.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right. I'm talking about right now, I got to talk about my man, Matt Hogue. He's a big college guy. He loves University of Houston, but he's also a big community guy. They do more community work over at Hogue Landscape Services. It's awesome. I mean, the amount of money that they put into the community, the amount of money, the amount of time, the hours that they put into the community, it's fantastic. Go to the website, hogueless.com, and see for yourself. But what you're going to see are unbelievable backyards. Unbelievable backyards. And if you want yours to be an unbelievable backyard, especially this holiday season, how about give dad? That's the gift that you give to your family. What do you want? You want a basketball court, kids? All right, how about we put in a basketball court? Go to hogueless.com, H-O-G-U-E-L-S.com. You guys want a swimming pool? Let's go. That'll be the Christmas present this year. You want an outdoor kitchen? Yeah, I want an outdoor. Yep, I want an outdoor lounge where we got all the TVs set up. Awesome. You want a fire pit? Yep. You want a bocce ball court? You want a pickleball court? What? Yep. Okay, whatever it is that you want. This is a great gift. Then you get to, you don't have to go to the store and Target and buy all that stuff. I bought you that pickleball court. That's enough, okay? So, and especially the way that they do it, how they do it, I'm telling you, you're going to love dealing with Hoge, HOGUELS.com. This holiday season, make the gift that backyard that everybody wants. HOGUELS.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sorry about that long break, but we had to condense because we had Josh Pate, and we had to get all that college football information. I love that segment with Josh Pate. He is something.
I love Josh Pate. I love me some Josh Pate.
You love Josh Pate.
I love that.
All of a sudden, you light up and want to do some work. Ask some real questions.
No, I'm a working fool. I'm grinding over here. Grinding.
When is your tea time, local time?
Your local time?
Are you
12:50? I got time.
You're out of here. Oh, you got a couple hours. You ain't got to worry. Yeah. You ain't got to rush.
Yeah. I ain't got to rush. But I just care about the show. That's all I care about.
Clearly.
Okay? That's all I care about.
You're the cook in that home. Have you started preparations already? Are you good? What are you doing for the family?
We're going out.
To a fancy restaurant?
It's a restaurant, yeah.
Wendy ain't got time. She ain't looking for the home cooked meal this time. She's too busy?
Yeah, I cooked for everybody on Sunday. It was such a mess and so much to do for six people. Let's just go out.
Ah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You already did the big meal.
Yeah, we already did. I made nice steaks. It was nice, but we're driving down to Laguna to do it down there. So
oh, Laguna.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Laguna. Yeah. Yeah. We're a bunch. No, that's where the people are. Okay.
Yeah, there are people there.
Not fancy. It's not fancy.
Laguna.
Yeah.
Even without my knowledge of Southern California, the word Laguna sounds like you're dealing with fancy people.
John, you cannot fool me.
I grew up in Southern California. I know what Laguna is. You can't fool me. Cut it out.
It means meh, okay?
It's a show from like...
In Portuguese, it's meh.
It's a show from like the 2000s. A lot of people may not remember it. Laguna Beach, the real OC, that area of the country, stop it.
No.
Stop it, John. Yeah, you're going to the fancy people.
It ain't fancy. No, I don't do anything fancy. That's not me. That's not my life.
John's going to be in a nice house, cliffside, looking at the Pacific Ocean.
I think you're just trying to avoid SMU Sunny.
I don't mind it.
Well, no, because SMU Sunny is going to come and kick your ass and knock you out of the playoff.
SMU Sunny is going to be watching the game like me. He's not kicking anyone's ass.
No, SMU is going to
kick. He's watching the game. In fact, he's guaranteed to be there. Do I think Miami could go lose to Syracuse this Saturday? Yes, I do. So I'm not guaranteeing it'll be my team there.
If it's not you, it's Clemson wins. Well,
yes.
Clemson's
already done with their ACC schedule.
Yeah, I mean, Clemson's already done. All right, so if you lose to Syracuse, you could lose to Syracuse.
I'm not thinking that's a formality.
Sam, let's bring in SMU Sonny and hear what SMU Sonny has for Dell this week. What's up, SMU Sonny?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was going to see Dell. If Miami wins, are you going to go to the game in Charlotte?
No, I'm not going to Charlotte for that game. No. Are you?
My bags are packed, ticket purchased. We will be there. And Dell, dude, I'll just fly you out. How about that?
Nah, don't say fly me out. Don't say fly me out. I'm not.
No.
You're not an NBA player, and I'm not some thought on Instagram. Don't say you're going to fly me out.
Fly you out.
No.
Sonny will fly you out.
No grown man is flying me out anywhere.
And he'll buy you some jeans.
No, that's your group of friends. Yeah. Sonny, don't ever say that to me again.
Okay. Okay, he'll pay for your plane ticket.
I'll fly you guys out. Let's do the show in Charlotte.
How about SMU Sonny was at the Hall of Fame induction? SMU Sonny came to the Hall of Fame induction. How about that? Now
that was awesome.
Dell, where were you? Were you there, Dell?
I was at home watching college football I told you I would be. I was never going.
And then SMU Sonny went up to Dallas and watched his team.
Yeah, I tried to get you guys to that Pitt game. It was awesome. I was disappointed that Lance didn't leg dab on the stage. I was waiting for that. But But, yeah, I guess he decided not to at the end. But, no, that was fun. That was awesome to see you guys. And, yeah, the museum was cool. But, yeah, really neat. And, dude, what is Josh Pate talking about? Kevin Jennings, not even mentioning the guy. Kevin Jennings undefeated as a starter this year. I mean, Nick Saban is calling him out on game day. I know that, like, I push hard for SMU and everything, but, man, I really hope you guys are watching him. He's a great player, and honestly, for Heisman votes and as an underrated quarterback that can take his team to win a natty, like, this is cool. And so, yeah, I hope you guys are watching him. The guy is just a player.
Okay. Okay, two things. You mentioned Heisman and natty and Kevin Jennings, okay? Let's slow down. All right, I know you want to fly everybody out to watch the game, okay? But we got to slow down, Sonny, okay? Heisman, natty, not happening
for
Kevin Jennings.
Kevin Jennings has been really good for SMU.
The guy just wins.
Yeah, but the numbers. Have you seen the numbers?
We beat Willie Fritz.
Understood.
He's undefeated.
But he's 17-7. TD's
interceptions. Derek King has done a great job as QB coach. It'd be awesome to get him on. Apparently, he's like doing a great job with Kevin, so I'm happy for him as well.
Yeah, Derek King played under Rhett Lashley when Lashley was the OC at Miami. He's now the quarterback coach there. SMU's a great story, but
yeah, no, and I think I think they're going to win it. I think they're going to win the conference and they're going to be in the playoff. They ain't winning no natty, Sonny. They ain't winning no natty, Sonny.
Why not?
Because they're just because. I think we saw TCU when they had to play Georgia. We saw what that was like. Okay? Remember? Yeah.
Yeah, it was 60. Smoked Michigan, too.
Smoked is a strong. They beat them like 3. It wasn't smoked. I mean, it was a great football game where no one played any defense. But smoked is not what happened in that game.
A Michigan game? They didn't smoke them.
That was a tight ball game.
No, smoke was what Georgia did to TCU. That was smoke. That was smoke.
But as like we said, it's been a great story for your ball club. And yeah. John has them as the ACC champion.
I do. I got them as the
ACC. And John's always
champ.
Right.
Dell, come to that game.
I'm not.
Dell,
no,
let's go to that game. Dude.
No, I'm not going.
Come on.
No, and your insistence on it—it's a little weird. No, I'm not going. Thank
yes,
you. Thank you for the
go.
Call, SMU.
He's
Sonny.
Got a hotel room for both of you. He's going to fly you up.
Sam just hung up on.
Okay, he's going. He's got a
he's
hotel room.
He's not flying me up.
Yeah.
Who does he think he is? I mean, this is version of slide into my DMs and saying what you up to. No, you're not flying me out anywhere. Cut it out.
You up yet?
Don't do that. SMU Sonny, don't ever do that to a man again.
All right, we're done. Sonny, thanks, man. Good luck with your club. Good luck with your club this weekend. And that's now he came to the Hall of Fame induction. That's a listener. That's a great, great listener. That's our guy, Sonny. All right. Sam, did we miss anything? Sam's got – we always got to say this. The producer's always got to tell us if we missed anything in this show.
No.
Anything of importance to you that we didn't get to?
Yeah.
Important to me.
That you think we should have talked about.
Is there any new makeup out or something?
Well, that's a little insulting.
That is so sexist.
Yeah, what are you doing, John? Makeup? You think it's very important to her?
I don't know. She likes to look nice. I don't know.
Oh, now I like to look nice. You know what? Let's go back to when you called me a slob.
Well, you dressed sloppily that day. You did.
Guess who's at my church?
Otherwise you'd be Jeremy Pena's girlfriend right now.
I don't know if that's the case. Jeremy Pena was at your church yesterday?
Mm-hmm. And CJ Stroud.
What? And? Did you dress nice?
Yes, but I'm not going for them.
Was Amber Rose there?
Why aren't you?
Amber Rose is wild.
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know who CJ brought to church.
Sam, you didn't go for it? Make your move, girl.
At church?
Yeah.
Yeah, at church where we're supposed
it's
to be focusing
place.
On that.
I mean, yeah, you went. Just go up. Hey, I went to the University of Jesus. Come on, we need to hang out. That's all. That's
no, we all? Didn't miss anything.
Did CJ, did you happen to say, CJ, I need a ride home like Amber Rose did?
No.
Did you do that? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not that wild.
That's the move,
Jeremy.
Apparently. He's willing to give young ladies rides. Well, she's not that young. He's willing to give ladies rides home just because he's a great guy. That's all that was about, right? Giving Amber Rose a ride home.
You could just go up to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy, you missed a lot of balls this year, but you could catch this.
No.
Don't say this. Don't say catch this. Yeah. All right, time to go to break. We got news of the weird coming up. Let's avoid John getting in any more trouble.
Coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Wow, we don't have much time here because we were fooling around doing stuff. And we had Josh Pegg. Hey, do you know, I want you guys not to use Castelbell liquid soap. It has been recalled due to microbial contamination. Do you want microbial contamination in your soap?
I don't even really know what that is, but it sounds terrible.
I don't either.
So the answer is no, I don't want that. Go Irish Spring is fine. Dove, whatever you use. I don't know. I'm just naming brands, Sam. I know you have a fancy brand of soap. I'm just naming brands you see at HEB. Pick a brand that isn't what John just said.
An actress has been sentenced to 7.5 years in federal prison. She and her boyfriend defrauded a wealthy, mentally ill ophthalmologist out of $2.7 million by pretending to be his friends, moving into his Malibu beachfront home, providing him with drugs, and stealing his money. Anna Moore, 41, an actress. What I want to know is, how can you be a doctor and be mentally ill?
Well, I mean, it happens. I mean, I'm sure there are doctors that are mentally ill. Maybe they shouldn't be practicing, but I'm not surprised by that. The question is, how can you prove that I was pretending to be his friend? Just because I stole his money afterwards?
Actually, they did have a lot of proof.
What?
They were morally corrupt financial predators, and she even admitted it.
Oh, well, don't admit the things.
There has to be a time. Well, the judge says, yeah, hey, you have to be held accountable, and you have to stop blaming your boyfriend. And she said, I'm absolutely ashamed of myself. Thinking back on that part of my life makes my skin crawl. She's a bad person. And she took advantage of someone who's mentally ill. Not a great look for that actress. I don't think she's getting any main
part. Yeah, I've never heard of her. I got to find out what she's been in.
41-year-old Anna Moore. I looked her up, and I don't know her. I don't, which is why she probably had to swindle all that money. She wasn't making that much acting.
Yeah, I'm going to her IMDb page. Not a lot on it. Not anything I've seen before.
Oh, hey, there's a new study out that says fat but fit is a real thing. Do you feel like you're fat but fit?
You mean skinny? There's some people who are skinny fat.
Skinny fat.
But I don't know about fat but fit. Like, they're not toned, but if they can run a marathon or something?
Right. Do you, hey, okay, Sam, would you go out with a guy who's fat but fit?
We already been through this. I'm not falling for this trap again.
What trap? I'm asking you a question.
You know how many people came up to me? They're like, hey, do you want a salad?
What? What?
Do you remember when you asked me what would happen if my husband got fat?
She said she would make him work out and give him salads. And
give him salads.
People responded.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, you want fat but fit.
No.
Is that something that you're all about?
I don't think she's looking for fat but fit.
What does that even mean?
It means you don't look in shape, but if, like I said, maybe you could probably finish a marathon or something like that. But you don't look like what typically is assumed in shape.
Like sleeper build?
Maybe. You wouldn't say that person is a fitness person, but if you tried to, I don't know, beat them in some athletic endeavor, maybe they would win. I don't know. I don't know where John got the story from.
We're talking about like a dad bod? Would I date a dad bod? That's
yeah,
fit?
but still athletic, and it's called fatletic.
Fatletic. I'm not answering this question. Pass.
Sam, you got to answer. It's news of the weird.
You answer.
He's married. That's his all. His
I'm
default.
Married.
I'm married too.
To who? To the game.
Jeremy Pena.
Well, that's a fantasy or delusion.
There is. Yeah. Now I see how you get mentally ill.
Mentally ill producer.
Right.
Scams.
Right? You,
get
you
scammed.
See him
in, get scammed
you
by
see
someone.
Him in church and you think you're married to him. Okay.
He's supposed to know it yet.
Jeremy, run.
No.
Yep. All right. That's it. We're done. Del, and y'all have a great Thanksgiving. I want y'all to have a great time.
Load up on the yams and the mac and cheese or whatever your favorite dish is.
Whatever
get
it is.
Done.
Yeah,
now's
be careful out there. Have yourself a big time, but be careful out there and have yourself a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday after the Texans beat the Jags 42-7. Okay? There.
Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
42-7, and they're going to score 5 second-half touchdowns.
So they'll be terrible in the first half, then.
They'll be tied at 7, and the Texans score 5 second-half touchdowns.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're trending that way, aren't they?
No evidence suggests that.
Yeah, no, there's nothing that suggests that. All right, we're done. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you again on Monday.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off 2 or more select major appliances. Plus, get 3 Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.